Vancouver, British Columbia.
Que comience la fiesta, que comience la fiesta, que comience la fiesta. Que comience la fiesta.
Hola, bienvenidos al programa de radio La Fiesta, which airs every Saturday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock right here on 101.9 FM. My name is G-Spot DJ, and let me tell you tonight, I am going to take a holiday. I have an invited guest. Well, normally guests are all invited, yes. So I have a guest tonight from A La SUBC, who's going to be in the studio with us a little bit later on tonight. And we're going to have a chat with Alex Adila, which is actually the president of UBC's Latin Club. The Latin Club is called A-L-A-S-U-B-C, and he'll be with us in the studio a little bit later on. But for the meantime, I've got a lot of great music for you. Yes, tonight you're going to hear a lot of stuff. You're going to hear Tito el Bambino, Margi. You're going to hear Gocha y Yandel. You're going to hear Luis Enrique, Rafi. You're going to hear Don Omar as well. He's with us tonight. Yes, and so many others right here on 101.9 FM. So without delay, you want to dive right into the music? And that's exactly what we're going to do. Let's start. Oh no, oh no, it's not that one again. Oh my God, it's the ghosts of the girlfriend's past. It's something I saw tonight. Well, unfortunately, that CD doesn't work, so I guess we'll have to go with our other one and see if that one works, which I think it does because somebody else was using it before. My sincere apologies for a delay. That's just because, you know, technical difficulties do happen on air. So this time we're going to start that again. And we're going to hear Tito el Bambino right here on 101.9 FM.
A esa que tú sueles ofender, supo darme más que tú, que eras mi mujer. Y aunque a ella la llamas por otro nombre, de ella soy su hombre y hoy ella es mi mujer.
¿Por qué les mientes y te vendes como víctima inocente? Sabiendo que me tratabas como nada ante la gente, en cambio yo no a ti. ¿Por qué les mientes y te vendes como víctima inocente? Sabiendo que me tratabas como nada ante la gente, en cambio yo no a ti. En cambio yo no a ti.
Yo que le pedí hasta el viento que algún día valoraras mi amor. Tú mataste el sentimiento, me cansé de la tristeza y del dolor. Hoy ya todo es diferente, tengo a alguien que valora y que comprende lo que sufre. Que no justifica, que no busque excusas, alguien que dialoga para encontrar la solución. En cambio tú a nadie le cuentas la verdad.
¿Por qué les mientes y te vendes como víctima inocente? Sabiendo que me tratabas como nada ante la gente, en cambio yo no a ti. Como víctima inocente, sabiendo que me tratabas como nada. cambio yo no a ti. En cambio yo no a ti. Sé bien que pensabas que sin ti no era nada. Te mueres por dentro al saber que no es así. Te creías perfecta, pero estás equivocada. Y hoy existe alguien que me puede hacer feliz.
Hoy ya todo es diferente, tengo a alguien que valora y que comprende lo que sufre un corazón. Alguien que no busca, que no justifica, que no busca excusas. Alguien que dialoga para encontrar la solución. En cambio tú a nadie le cuentas la verdad.
Sabiendo que me tratabas como nada ante la gente, en cambio yo no a ti, en cambio yo no a ti.
Smart you, baby. amarte así. Como solo yo sé amarte, mi amor. You know.
entregas cuando me haces el amor como aquella primera vez. Pierdo la noción del tiempo cuando estoy contigo, girl. Si tú no estás ya, mi vida no tiene sentido, girl. No sé qué tienes tú con ese cuerpo exagerado, me tienes descontrolado. Yo te busqué por todos los lados, ya que me hiciste a mí que me tiene enamorado. No sé qué tienes tú con ese cuerpo exagerado, me tienes descontrolado. Yo te busqué por todos los lados, ya que me hiciste a mí que me tiene enamorado.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR. Aww. It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at citr.ca.
All right, that was just a little bit of technical difficulty, but we'll be back in a second. Oh, yes, okay. That was just because we had some little bit of time, or dead air, as we call. This is one more commercial, and then after that, we'll go straight to my special guest.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
February 8th, CITR presents the hottest and most exciting dance party in town, a Latin carnival dance. Be enchanted with two free dance classes and fantastic Brazilian performances. Come to the UBC Pit Pub, masked if you dare, and enter a chance to win one of three astounding prizes. La Fiesta begins at 9 p.m. For more information, call 778-839-9417.
And just remember that that's Friday, February the 8th, right downstairs at the Pit Pub. You have the Latin Carnival Dance, and it's presented by CITR 101.9 FM. My name is G-Spot DJ. I'll be there, and there's going to be a lot of other people there with me. Just doing the party, just swinging it out. Anyways, let's go to my guest. Today I have in studio Alex Ardila. He belongs to the ALASUBC, which is a club here at UBC. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the club, what he does. And there's a lot of other nice, interesting stuff that Alex does. So we're going to go straight to Alex and just get him a little bit comfortable with the mic. Alex, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, there we go. The sound of technology. Exactly. Don't you just love it, eh? All right. So, Alex, how are you tonight?
Excellent.
Are you?
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm actually very, very glad that you're here tonight. And, you know, we got a chance and an opportunity to find a little bit more about your club, what they do, and so many other things. So without further ado, because people want to hear what you got to say, and I'm sure that there's thousands and thousands of people just waiting to listen to Alex. Yeah, because Alex sent a little bit of an email out to everybody and said, hey, you better listen to me on the radio on Saturday. You understand? That's good. Alex, just a little bit, a few questions here I have for you, just so I can understand better and our audience understands better. Who is ALA SUBC?
Well, ALA is the Association of Latin American Students at UBC, and is everyone who likes Latin culture, either if you're Latino or not. That's okay. What ALAS is.
Okay, so basically you influence people that are Latin and non-Latin alike.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's our goal in the club, to integrate and help everyone get to know better and get to know more about Latin culture.
Excellent. Yeah. Did you go on excursions and things like that, or do you?
Sometimes, yeah, we do. I think a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. we organized a trip to Whistler.
All right.
For a weekend, so that was fun.
How come I wasn't invited?
I don't know.
I probably wasn't here to begin with.
I think you're traveling somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, I was probably under a bench somewhere, and they were just scraping me from the wall. But so when did your club first start?
The club started about, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And at that time, it wasn't really active. That was when I came to UBC, about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And there were, you know, a group of Colombian women. There were four Colombian girls from various, you know, degrees, undergrad and grad students. Mm-hmm. And they felt that we needed to make this club something more active and more alive, I guess. That's
okay.
The word. So that's how it started, and then I met them, and then we all got together to figure out ways to create activities that people will attend and have fun and do something for the community as well.
Okay. So does the community elect a president every year? Is it a yearly thing, or is it every couple of years?
Correct. Yes, every year, every March. There are elections.
Okay.
And then the members of the club, you know, get to vote for the president, vice president, okay. a treasurer, and some other volunteers. And in reality, everyone is a volunteer, and everyone does a bit of the job of everyone. We all organize events, and it's our time, and that's the way we manage it.
Okay. Well, that's great. So how long have you been in that position as president? Because I believe you are the president.
No, I'm not the
president. Oh, you're not the president.
No.
So then where's the president? Just kidding.
The president is Laura Quintero.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And this year, the vice president is Martin. And I'm this year I'm organizing the events.
So you're the event coordinator. Okay.
At this point, yes.
Okay.
And in previous years, there were other people. Be nice to mention their names, like Robbie Bauman, who's the president last year.
Okay.
And then Jimena Corso was the president the year before. So they were all, you know, very involved with the club, and they still come to our events as well. So
good. Okay. So how many members strong are you in your club?
There are about 400 members.
Oh, okay.
Or 500. It's hard to tell, really, because you know, you only get to see all of them at the Latin party that we organize every term.
I wonder why, eh? I wonder exactly. That's the biggest event, right? Okay, good.
But I believe, yeah, there is about 400 or 500 people. And the majority are Latinos, but there are also lots of people that are not from Latin America. They just like Latin culture, salsa, or events, just in general.
Okay, so
Spanish, for example.
Right. All right, great. Well, that was a little bit of background music, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So your role, that we just talked about, is really to organize the event. So you're the one with the headaches, right? So you got to run around and make sure everything is well planned, well organized, and
yes, that's what I've been doing pretty much since the beginning. That's what last year was the, you know, treasurer, and whatever position I am, I try to be involved with the organizing the events, but mainly the Latin party. Okay. Everyone, like the way we do it is that everyone who's an executive, I guess, or any volunteer can just organize any event they want. And ALAS is just a tool that provides the infrastructure and provides the different things needed for the event to run.
Okay.
So that's our goal as well.
I see. So do organizations outside of ALA come to you and say, hey, you know, we'd like to organize an event with the Latin students, and they'll come to see you and they'll organize an event? Or is it just...
Yes, that's a good example. Okay. So there are people that happen to have a good idea and they would like to put it in place. So we just help them out, and that's what we've been doing since the beginning. And if not, we organize the events ourselves as well.
Okay, good. So what is the role here that ALAS plays at the university? Is it to get all the students together? Is it Latin Americans? Or is it really basically more about the Latin culture than anything else?
We try to provide the extent of features of Latin culture.
Okay.
I guess there is a wide diversity of... concept that people have about Latin culture.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is dancing, for example.
Right.
So salsa lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So our club provides, you know, free salsa lessons every Thursday, and anyone can just drop in and go and learn rueda, for example, for 2 hours. More like a social dance.
Okay.
And so our role is to, you know, provide such things. We had also like a Spanish night last term, so people can just go and chat and learn Spanish. We have the Latin party where people can dance. We have events like that. Or our coming event on Tuesday, it's a Mexican film that won a Cannes last year.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about that.
So that film is called After Lucia, Después de Lucia. It's a film directed by Michel Franco, who's a renowned director in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie is about bullying. It's about the stories of perhaps many of us or all of us who have been bullied at some point.
I
think that's an issue that is persistent in our society. So this movie is quite rough, I would say. It's crude, but it's a great movie, and it's nominated now as the best film in the Goya Awards, which is the most important award in Latin American, you know, movies or films. And so this event will be this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Norm Theater.
Okay.
That's in the sub. And it's free.
Okay.
So we have this film has not been released in Canada yet. We have the exclusive opportunity to show it for the first time. And we hope that people will come. Our idea is to make of this event something that is more than just a movie screening. It's to create awareness about bullying and about exactly what bullying is.
Right.
What is it? Perhaps we have some idea of what it is, but we don't really know. So we invited a professor from the Department of Psychology here at UBC, Dr. Shelley Himmel, and she will give a brief introduction, 5-10 minutes, just to tell people a bit more about the issue before the movie starts.
Okay, so it's one great cause. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a great idea, and I think that you should go. It's once again, it's on Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Norm Theater right here at SUB building. Is that correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Good stuff, and I think that's extremely important.
Thank you.
So I have just a few more questions before we get on, and then we start dancing inside the studio, because my feet are itching to go. So what effect do you believe that, for example, your club has played on Latin Americans and non-Latin Americans at UBC University?
I think the main role has been to be home for some. Just a way to connect with other Latin Americans. And also a way for non-Latin Americans to connect with Latin Americans. I think that's has been our role so far.
Okay.
And we aim to extend that and expand it to other.
Okay. So that's your future goal, is really to start maybe getting into more of a Latin awareness in the community.
Perhaps. I wouldn't say Latin awareness per se, but more integration, I would call it.
Okay.
Like this, like being on your show.
Being on my show, yes. Speaking up.
Communication and, you know, and expressing our ideas about our issues and other issues. So
okay. Do you think that for some people it's home away from home?
Yes.
It is?
I think it is. I think at some point. It doesn't have to be all the time.
Right.
But sometimes we all need that extra voice from home, just extra ears from home, and a face, not just a virtual online connection. So I think it has been for many of us.
Okay, good. Because I remember when I first met up with you and Carlos and Laura, Carlos had just got back from Colombia, if I'm not mistaken. He was just telling me, you know what? I got a full stomach, and let me tell you, for the next couple of months anyway. And he had just seen his family, so he was quite happy. And I understand that sometimes being home away from home is kind of the next best thing to being home. Great. Alex, is there anything else you'd like to maybe just talk about?
I'd like to say thank you to one person. His name is Eric Vasquez, and he came to us with the idea of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And his family was involved in the making of the movie, so it's thanks to him and his family that we can have this event.
Excellent.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you very, very much, because, you know, Alex, you're absolutely correct. Bullying is probably one of the most important, best-kept secrets, if you want. Because when, you know, children, especially children, are bullied, they just don't speak up, right? Because they're afraid, because, you know, they get beat up. And if they talk, they get beat up even more, so.
Yes, and it goes beyond that. Even the parents don't speak up.
Correct.
They don't know what to do, so.
So I think it's a great cause. Everybody, again, that's, can you repeat that? It's on Tuesday?
Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Norm Theater, which is located in the Sub at UBC. The Sub is the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in the Vancouver campus.
Excellent. So, once again, that was my guest, Alex Ardila from ALAS UBC. Remember, a great club, 400, 500 members strong. My God, let me tell you, you just don't want to go against them, right? All right, it's it's past 7:30 right here on 101.9 FM. My name is G-Spot DJ, and right after the commercial break, more music.
Usted está escuchando CETR 101.9 FM.
Hoy ya no hay lluvia, sale el sol, ya no lloraré por ti.
Cuando existan flores vagabundas y el invierno muera de calor, cuando tus heridas sean profundas, ven aquí, refúgiate, mi amor. Cuando existan nubes subterráneas, fuego helado, sombras a color, quiero ser tu diablo de la guarda, ven aquí, encenderte con mi amor. Seguro.
pasado ella quiere escapar. Y yo la voy a llevar.
Me tiene loco, pero mami, me rompe el todo. Ay, mamita, mamacita, mira cómo me tiene. Mami, mueve tu mami, mueve tu mami, mueve tu mami, tu me tiene loco, pero mami, me rompe el todo. Ay, mamita, mamacita,
the world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Movimiento, este baile no hay salida, que corra el tiempo, pégate y zumba conmigo con movimiento.
February 8th, CITR presents the hottest and most exciting dance party in town, a Latin carnival dance. Be enchanted with two free dance classes and fantastic Brazilian performances. Come to the UBC Pit Pub masked if you dare, and enter a chance to win one of three astounding prizes. La Fiesta begins at 9 p.m. For more information, call 778-839-9417.
Momentos que en la vida me recuerda cada instante, aquel amor que fue amor de principiantes. Tengo una brisa que me acompaña en la mañana, tengo una muñeca de porcelana que se parece a ti. Ay, Catalina, que yo daría por ti hasta la vida. Tan distintas las demás, como aquella rosa sin espinas, difícil de encontrar. Y eres tan perfecta que llenas mi vida y mi corazón. Eres como el agua en un pozo desierto. Ay, yo te quiero, ay Catalina, yo te adoro. Es que tú eres mi tesoro. Eres como el agua en un pozo desierto. Ay, yo te quiero, ay Catalina, yo te adoro. Es que tú eres mi tesoro y no te puedo olvidar. Ay, mi bella Catalina.
Estás junto a mí, puedo bailar y puedo reír. así es el amor, Cynthia. Cuando uno menos lo espera, ahí está.
Porque hoy conozco la paz. Desde que vi que todo era verdad. Y que no hay algo más especial. Es casi tuyo, mi cuerpo es casi de dos islas que se buscan entre la niebla. Mi cuerpo es casi tuyo, mi cuerpo es casi de dos islas que se buscan.
That was Angela Karuska and Si Tu Eres Mi Hombre and I Was Your Lady. No, that was in Spanish. My name is G-Spot DJ. I'm almost coming to the end. It is now 7:58. Tick tock, tick tock. My vacation is almost over because usually when I come down to the studio, it's a beautiful vacation for me. But you'll be hearing two great people right after me. with this. I think your show is called Rossin with DJ B and DJ Vancouver en français. Yes, thank you very much. So, again, I just want to talk to you about the Latin Carnival Dance, which will happen Friday, February the 8th at the Pit Pub at SUB. Remember, it's going to be one heck of a party, so I want you to be there because it's going to swing. There's going to be some grand prizes. There's going to be some dances. There's going to be some classes. There's going to be all sorts of things. So you go to CITR.ca and look up at the website, and I'm sure